How to Begin a Daily Quiet Time in 5 Easy Steps by Ron Edmondson. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Hebrews 12:11. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. I often encounter people who want to begin a daily quiet time, but they aren't sure how. It really isn't as complicated as we often make it out to be. The main thing is simply to do something. But in case you are one of those still wanting to but not sure how, let's start with place. Pick a definite place where you'll be every day for your quiet time. It should be as free of distractions as possible, and this place will soon become very comfortable to you. Second, schedule a time. Pick a reasonable amount of time and put it on your schedule. If you use an electronic calendar like I do, you can set it to repeat that appointment every day. Start with 15 minutes, maybe even 10. By the way, it most likely will seem like a sacrifice at first, but keep the objective in mind. As you accomplish discipline in a little time, it will be easier to increase the time you spend. Format. Decide basically how you will structure your quiet time. If Bible knowledge is your goal, then you may want to choose to do Bible study. You can change the format over time and do combinations of each of these. Activities. Decide what you will specifically do in your time. Will you do a Bible study or simply read scriptures and pray? If your time is 15 minutes, for example, you could spend 6 minutes reading the Bible, 3 minutes talking to God, 2 minutes in silence, asking God to speak to you, and 4 minutes writing your thoughts at that time. The goal is not to be mechanical or punch a clock here, but rather to provide structure, which will lead to productivity in your building your God relationship. Discipline. Commit to doing something consistently for at least 30 days. Every day, without exception, do it, whether you feel like it or not. If you miss the exact time, make it up later in the day. Again, it will require sacrifice. Habits and lifestyles form this way, and you'll need this discipline, because as soon as you attempt this, dozens of obstacles will stand in your way. Now, I realize easy is not the best choice of words for this post, but I did want you to read it. Forming this time into your daily schedule will not be easy. Nothing of value is ever easy. The main objective for any of us, including pastors, is disciplining ourselves to do something every day. Over time, it becomes a habit that is easily repeated. Even better, it will soon become the best and most productive part of your day.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.